I have become all things to all people that I might by all means save some. I want to speak just for a few minutes this morning on we must become. One of my first chapels at Lakeside Center, which is a residential treatment facility of St. Louis County, on Monday nights we have chapel there. And one night in chapel, I was used to being a youth pastor. I thought, these are youth group kids, had a regular approach. And as chapel started, this kid that I'll call Charlie, apparently something I was saying, Charlie was not liking, and Charlie picked up the bulletin, ripped it up in pieces, threw it in my face, and walked out of chapel. As you can imagine, I was stunned, surprised, and speechless. When I started this job almost 10 years ago with Episcopal City Mission, I had no designs on becoming. In our world of metrics, facts, and results, competition, comparison, and production, who is focused on becoming? I wasn't. I wanted to make a difference in these kids' lives. I wanted to see them get saved and their lives get on track. And I thought, it's going to be simple. I'll just have to have the right programs. I'll just have to say the right things and do the right things. I didn't realize that I would have to become. You might be like me. When you hear about the kids in Episcopal City Mission in the hallways of St. Louis City and County Detention Centers and Lakeside Residential Treatment Facility, you may think the answers and the solutions are simple. Maybe it's we just haven't tried the right combination. Maybe it's simple. Maybe it's just parents or school or choices or mental health or drugs or alcohol. Maybe it's really simple. And maybe like me on most days, you still think that trying to do and say the right thing will produce the right results. More worried about what we do than with whom we connect. Some of you know the Reverend Susie Skinner. She hired me skeptically. She was skeptical because I think she could see that, I thought I was going to come into the detention center and I was going to save these kids and I was going to save the world. And she knew that in me being with the children that I would be transformed, that I would become. In our text this morning, Paul is doing everything from defending his apostleship to boasting about the fact that the church doesn't pay his salary. Therefore, he's free to preach the gospel as he would. But in verses 19 through 23, he begins to talk about the moral obligations of his vocation. Paul begins with this treatise about how far he will go to share the good news of Jesus Christ. As one commentator says, becoming all things to all people does not require relativism or assimilation. Instead, it describes a radical way of life in which he walks alongside people in order to draw them to God. This is the work of ECM. This is what your gifts and your prayers enable Episcopal City Mission to do, for us to walk alongside children. To let them know that they're not alone. To let them know that God cares for them. To learn their names. To understand that they have something to become as well. Often we make presumptions that about what they need more than what we need to become as a church or as people. You'd think I would have got this lesson quicker, but it took a few more times. I remember this kid named Jesse, redhead, freckled Jesse. We sat outside on the bench, and Jesse's father had died of a heroin overdose. And Jesse was having his own struggles with addiction. And we had this great, wonderful talk, this wonderful talk about roots and recovery. And I thought, oh my God, Jesse has it. And then a week or so later, I returned to Lakeside to find out that Jesse was in rehab and that he wouldn't be returning to Lakeside, that he had relapsed. I was so disappointed. Or maybe Kelly. Kelly represents a lot of the girls that I talk to. Girls like to talk a lot sometimes. And sometimes I would speak with them for a couple of hours. And I remember talking one night with Kelly for 3 or 4 hours. I thought, oh, my God, this is it. She's going to be great. And that was on Wednesday. And by the time I returned on Monday, Kelly was gone. She had ran away that weekend on her pass. And it took a year before we were able to find her again. And so I finally began to get it, that I was going to be the one that was going to be transformed. And I think we get it, that Paul is trying to help us to know that we are the ones that are going to be transformed as we walk alongside others to share with them the gospel. I want to tell you one last story. There's this kid, I call him Wayne. Wayne has James 1:19 tattooed on his arm. For the last few weeks, he's been bugging me. He's like, "Chaplain, I have a message I want to share with everyone." And I'm like, skeptical, but I'm like, "Okay, what do you want to talk about?" He's like, "Chap, you're just going to have to kind of trust me. I got this." And I'm like, "Okay." So we let him have his space, and he was wonderful. And how he got that on there is because in detention, one of the other chaplains gave him a Bible, and he began to read James, and he thought it was such a practical book that he wrote James 1:19 on his arm so it could be a reminder. And he wanted to bear witness to the good news that he had received in James, and he wanted to share that with the children, and he did in a marvelous way. Surprisingly, at the end of that chapel, a young man got up and began to sing. A young man that is in the midst of his own struggle, his own turmoil, but a young man who is willing to become whatever God needs him to become. And I want to play this young man singing for you so that you can hear him and so that he can inspire us about becoming. These are the words that he is singing. "I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me." These children, every day, teach us what we can become if we will just give ourselves away. God can use us. What we can become if we don't hold on so tight to our ideas, our theology, our community, our church. What we can become if we can let go of what we want and exchange to become who we are. What we can become if we risk becoming.